Would you like to use it in platinum-resistant disease? Would you like to use it up front?
So that's the million-dollar question. I was just over in Lisbon at the IGCS meeting, and these are the hot topics. I believe for approval of Nova 1, it's going to be all comers. My guess is rucaparib will be approved also. And then the question becomes, which one do you use and when do you use it? I think moving these things all the way up front is a flawed approach. And the reason I say that, I've been a big critic of this. If you try to combine PARPs with chemo, it's extremely difficult. They are very myelosuppressive, not surprising. So when this has been tried, what happens is you have to dose reduce the platinums and the Taxols and everything else you're given to try to get the PARP inhibitor in. So that's a problem. In addition, if you're treating at day zero and your patients are living median 5 years or 6 years, then I would ask, do we need to worry about MDS and leukemia if we have that kind of follow-up? Because remember, the trials to date have been later in the course, and so I'm not so sure we have the safety profile that far out. So I think up front, I'm not a big fan of, but it begs the question because you could bring them in as maintenance up front.
I mean, that's what you would think normally.
Yeah.
I mean, when I said up front, I meant as maintenance, really.
Yeah, not in combination. Yeah. I think what's going to happen right now, if I see it, is that olaparib is at three lines or greater. Rucaparib in front of the FDA is going to be for somatic mutations, two lines or greater. So in fact, they're kind of got a little edge there. But with Nova 1 is going to be in the platinum sensitive queue for maintenance will be in front of all of them. So I think the natural reflex would be if, let's say, they all get approved based upon the Nova 1 data would be, I think you're going to see a lot of people using it in that context. Now, perhaps you might segregate out the somatics and the germlines and pick them because they get the most benefit and then bring it in later on the wild types later in the course of the disease because you could give it anytime. You might see some partitioning like that. But the other question is, do we know what causes resistance? Answer is pretty much no. We do know there are reversion mutations in BRCA1 and 2. But it begs the question that if you treat a patient early in their course, they get a response, they do well, but then the tumor comes back. 2 years later, they're still alive and they're getting treated. Could you retreat with PARP inhibitors? Don't know the answer to that.